This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, October 28th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Regardless of what our weekly topic is, our objective here is to educate anyone listening to make informed decisions. An essential element is to encourage each of us to not only learn what we need for our own life, but also to foster confidence that we can take action and live our best each day. It's based on the belief that when we are at our best, we can move toward our individual goals and also have strength enough to do what we can to make a better world, to do whatever we can to make a difference. Today is Make a Difference Day. What better time to pause, evaluate where we are, what we wish to accomplish, and find our way to build our life, contribute to our family, our friends, our community, the world, and to leave our legacy to each and every one of them if we wish. It's important to know we are not alone, that in this world we are responsible for ourselves and our well-being, and beyond that, we're responsible for each other. Often it's said, I'm only me. What I do won't matter. No, that's a lie. We each matter. What we do matters. Each of us can make a difference today and every day. We don't live in a vacuum. When we're kind, loving, charitable, generous, we're sending out good vibrations. Einstein proved the law of vibration and the ripple effect in our universe. When we do something on any day, it has consequences. Some we see and others may have an impact unknown to us. What's important is to realize that our choices and actions impact on our life and the lives of others. It's up to us to strengthen ourselves, to be our best so we can take action. And when another person needs us, to be strong enough to pull them up and help them. Some of us may only have a small circle of influence, but even making a difference in one life is a magnificent accomplishment. We are each on our individual journey. It has its ups and downs, twists and turns, milestones to reach. When people say, I'm too old to do such and such, to change or to move on, it's important to recognize what Yogi Berra famously said is true. It ain't over till it's over. We none of us know our expiry date, so why give up on life while we're alive? Just because of a chronological birth number? No. Rather, let's know that we each can strive to be our best and reach for our dreams and keep going and definitely make a difference while we're here. We can make each day a worthwhile one and aspire to make a difference and take action that will make a difference. Each of us can enjoy our journey, share our gifts, our experiences, and our knowledge. Rather than draw a line at our toes, let's look forward to the distant horizon. Let's map our life journey, exploring the limitless possibilities each day offers us. When we push forward and take positive steps, we move toward our goals, impact our future, and the lives of others. It starts with believing we matter and that we can make a difference. Each of us have opportunities each day to change your life and also the world. We can all come together and help each other. Simple things like checking in with a neighbor who is unwell will make a difference. Our small positive actions add up. Giving a little bit of our time can change a life. Make a Difference Day can change our perspective on life from one of selfishness and negativity to one of positivity and hope. Never give up on yourself or on others. We each have each other. Get ambitious today and find ways you can make a difference. We can volunteer, donate time or money or our stuff. We can greet strangers with a smile. We can give a gift card to a restaurant to a homeless person. We can be creatively kind and generous on this day and on every day. And every day. As Anne Frank said, how wonderful it is that nobody need wait a single moment before starting to improve the world. We each can start now. We can learn from the experts in this hour. We can ask our questions, empower ourselves, and do our best to live well and live a life that matters. Today, we'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Dr. Vivian Brown, Edmund Ivazian, Christine the Health Coach. We'll talk relationships with matchmaker Linda Miller, downsizing and moving with Lori Bell, accessibility with Daniel Wiskin, and we'll welcome Tamara Adamson of Link Insurance to our team. And yes, I definitely will be your wardrobe doctor too. So after an important message about organ donation, we'll learn how to retire on our own terms from Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group joins us to share more information about investing for our retirement tax efficiently and more. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Marilyn. You know, there's an old adage we've talked about, well, on the show lots of times before. It's not what happens, it's what you do about it. And of course, we don't have, you know, as individuals, we don't have much control over the direction of interest rates and inflation. And there's no question that the big jump in both is causing a lot of havoc for just about everyone these days. In particular, people with mortgages, renewing or looking to buy a new home, you know, they're facing much higher costs as mortgage rates have, in some cases, tripled in the last year. On the other hand, though, for savers and investors, there is a silver lining. Your savings can work a lot harder for you these days, especially if you're invested with an eye to taking advantage of the opportunity that higher interest rates bring. And one of those investments we've talked about regularly in the last year is called structured products, also referred to as structured notes. What's all the buzz about in these particular products? Simply, they're top of mind because they provide a significantly higher regular monthly income. They also have some measure of principal protection, and they're secured by Canadian banks like the Bank of Nova Scotia. And this summer, we found another good reason to consider using these structured notes in your planning. One of our clients' mother had recently agreed it was the right time to move from her home to a retirement assisted living arrangement. Now, our client, Judy's mother, had been living alone since her husband, Judy's father, passed away almost a decade ago. And of course, emotionally, the decision to move from your own home often does not come easily. And of course, it has some financial implications that come along with it. Retirement assisted living care is not an inexpensive undertaking. We see our clients' parents, and even these days our clients, moving to retirement homes and assisted living, paying anywhere from $4,500 a month to $10,000 a month, just depending on what lifestyle you'd like to move into and what services at that assisted living residence that you need. That kind of outlay every month can cause stress on anyone's finances. And here's where these structured notes and these high monthly interest payments can really come in handy. In the current environment, you can earn 9% per year paid monthly with a Canadian bank's structured note. The payment is regular. It comes at the same time every month and the same amount. And the payment is set for the duration of your investment. So for our client, the difference between this 9% annual return for their mother and the return she could get in other relative lower risk investments meant that she could literally pay her monthly assisted living expense from the return on her capital without touching her capital at all. And this was a huge relief for everyone involved. In fact, it was one of the deciding factors for Judy's mother's choice to move forward with the assisted living, because she needed to feel confident that she would never be a financial burden to her children, and being able to fund her assisted living, you know, herself was really the key. The return on structured notes is really high these days. You can reap the reward of these higher returns to help achieve your personal goals and objectives for your life and for your enjoyment. So now you know a bit more about structured notes and how they can help. But of course, this is just an introduction. There are more details to understand. This means doing some more homework and getting better informed. Speak to your accountant. Speak to your financial advisor. Or, for all From a Woman's Perspective listeners, I'm offering a free, no obligation, 15-minute call about structured notes. During our call, you can ask your question, and I'll ask 7 questions. At the end of our call, you'll have a better idea of whether structured notes are suited for you and the goals you want to achieve and the people you want to help. It's not what happens, it's what you do about. Make these higher rates work in your favor.
Well, early on in our relationship, Darren, you said you don't know what you don't know. And the word that popped out when you spoke today is choice. We don't know what our choices are, what our options are, unless we explore the possibilities. And your offer of a complimentary consultation to explain structured notes and explore the possibilities there is generous. If someone wants to speak to you, how do we reach you, Darren?
Feel free to call 416-863-7501.
A complimentary consultation, 7 simple questions asked and answered, and then you'll understand structured notes a bit better. Know what your options are. Don't just sit back and bite your fingernails and wonder about interest rates and what the economy is doing. Get the information and relieve the pressure. 416-863-7501. Darren Farwell, the Farwell Group. They'll answer your questions and then you'll have choices and the options will be clear. Thank you, Darren, for sharing that information. You always make me think and you widen my knowledge.
You're welcome, Marilyn. It's a pleasure. Bye for now.
Bye. So again, the number 416-863-7501. All it will cost you is a bit of time, and you'll be wiser for having spoken to Darren.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So this morning I wanted to talk a little bit about cholesterol. So there's a lot of conflicting information about the role of cholesterol on our health, and it often has a bad reputation. But actually, cholesterol is an essential part of our cellular health because actually we need cholesterol in order to make hormones in our body. So I thought what I'd do is talk a little bit about what cholesterol is and some of the risk factors for cholesterol. And then next week I'm going to talk a little bit about how to improve our cholesterol levels from a naturopathic perspective. So at the most basic level, cholesterol actually is a waxy fat produced by our liver, and it's found in our blood. And there's two types. There's something called low-density lipoprotein. We see this on our blood work all the time when we have blood work done, LDL and HDL. And our LDL is what we refer to as the bad cholesterol. It can build up on the artery walls, leading to plaque formation. It can cause something called atherosclerosis. And this, in turn, can lead to decreased blood flow in the heart muscle, and we call that coronary artery disease, or decreased blood flow in the leg muscles, and that's something called peripheral artery disease. And a heart attack and stroke can occur due to the closure of an artery in the heart of the brain. So the good cholesterol, that's the HDL, basically want to balance the good cholesterol and the bad cholesterol. And having a bad balance of these two typically doesn't cause any symptoms, but really until the damage has started. So it's important to actually, and I do this with patients all the time, is have regular testing to monitor the cholesterol levels. So when we think of the risk factors for cholesterol issues, there's several of them. First one is smoking, because it turns out that cigarette smoking does more damage than just to our lungs, but actually studies show that smoking can increase your odds of heart problems by about 400%. And it increases the LDL, so that's a bad cholesterol, and lowers the good cholesterol. So certainly, you know, in terms of heart disease, smoking is something we really need to try to avoid. Obesity, of course, can change the way our body metabolizes cholesterol, and that can lead to high levels of the bad cholesterol. And typically we see, you know, fat around the waist, that usually carries the greatest risk. Now, sometimes patients have a genetically influenced cholesterol issue, and you certainly can't change your genes, but it's important to note that really only one in about 250 people has this genetic-related cholesterol issue. So for most people, the high LDL or bad cholesterol is really a lifestyle factor. Things like sedentary lifestyle certainly has an impact, because exercise can raise your good cholesterol, and I've seen this with patients when they take on even a simple exercise routine, for example, walking over time, that can actually help to increase your or decrease your bad cholesterol. And a diet high in processed foods. So one study actually found that just eating 2 ounces of processed meat can raise your risk of heart disease by about 42%. So certainly diet and lifestyle factors are important considerations that I discuss with my patients. So next week we're going to talk about how to improve our cholesterol levels naturopathically, but certainly in the meantime, if people have questions, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
You don't know what you don't know. If you want to learn more about cholesterol and how to deal with it naturally, take down the number for Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, Dr. Betty Rosendahl, 905-707-2001. That's Dr. Betty at 905-707-2001. A complimentary 15-minute consultation is yours. Ask your questions, get your answers, and learn how to deal with your health naturally. Thank you, Dr. Betty. I look forward to learning how to improve our cholesterol naturally next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
When we do from our heart, we make a positive difference. And so it is with all the From a Woman's Perspective team. Hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian may work with the technical aspects of hearing aids, but it's his sincerity, honesty, and patience that has made Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto a special destination for anyone with a problem with hearing or their hearing devices. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. Make a Difference Day is every day at our clinic. We love helping people hear their best, which in turn brings out the incredible person that is essentially hidden inside. This change affects all the people who interact with them and often are quite surprised by the change when the hearing becomes easier. Hearing is directly linked to our level of social interactions. The less we hear, the less typically we become social. Marilyn, there's an ongoing study that's measuring happiness and overall well-being. This study has been ongoing in the United States for the past 75 years. It is the longest known study that is in existence. Now, what it does is it measures, so far, men who have started the study when they were sophomores in college. Now, what this ongoing study has revealed is that our overall health and happiness is directly correlated to the quality of our social interactions. The people who are more socially connected to family, friends, to community, are happier and physically healthier, and these people generally live longer lives. What this study also revealed is that loneliness is toxic. People who experience loneliness find that they are less happy and their health and brain declines faster. So, to reiterate, it isn't the number of friends or family members that we have that's relevant, but the quality of these social connections that changed the trajectory of the person's overall health and happiness. The way I would interpret these results is to take things one step further and add that the pursuit of bliss and joy, with the accompaniment of the people who add to that pursuit, we make a difference when we can help with the hearing part of this equation and enhancing people's confidence to get out there and do the things which bring joy and social connections. So I ask the listeners, what is something that you haven't done in a while which used to make you happy? And why haven't you done that for so long? If we can help you hear better so that you can do these things, give us a call and we would be happy to help.
And your number, Edmund?
The phone number to best reach us at is 416-754-4327.
It's important for us to stay engaged in life and to pursue things that bring us happiness. But if we can't hear properly, we can't do this. So do plan to get a hearing test and to speak to Edmund Ivazian and his team at Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto. Work at having the best hearing you can and then enjoying life day by day. 416-754-4327. That's 416-754-4327. Thank you, Edmund, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
My pleasure, Marilyn. And if anyone is actually interested in looking up this study, look up Robert Waldinger's presentation on what makes a good life.
Thank you, Edmund. That was enlightening, and it's something we always talk about here on From a Woman's Perspective, as you know, and we'll continue to do that. Thanks for that information, and we'll talk again next week.
Absolutely. Take care.
You may say yes to invitations to celebrate different occasions. You may even attend on your own in the hope that you'll meet someone. It usually doesn't happen that way. What can assure that you meet good people and possibly the right person is to have Cupid on your team. Here, on From a Woman's Perspective, it's matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I have to tell you about this girl I met. I shouldn't say she's a girl. She's in her 50s, but she's like a girl. So her name's Leanne, and she's quite a character. Totally effervescent would be an understatement. She actually joined at a trade show that I had in August. And it's pretty unusual for us to have people join at trade shows because it's really busy. Sometimes it can be quite chaotic. But I had some good staff with me working the booth, and so we went off together, and she brought her best friend with her, and so that she sat in for the interview. And Leanne, very attractive, tiny little thing, but curvy, Jewish, a bit irreverent, a little bit like a bomb going off, is how I would describe her. Very attractive, though. and physically. And her friend, during the interview, so I'm trying to do the interview, but some people are just very tangential. So it's very hard to, like, get them to answer a question without it sort of going off sort of on the side, and we get into other things, and it can take a long, long time. So anyway, her friend was kind of trying to help, and she said, oh, Leanne, you know, you need to tone it down. You're off tangent to answer the question. And I found that was as hard as anything. So I kind of finally turned to her and I said, you know what, why don't you just give us a half an hour together and we'll just give us. So she said, okay, I'm going to go back into the show. And she went away and we continued the interview. So within 10 minutes, she was like a different person. She was calm. She was measured. She slowed down enough that I could see how really smart she was. And really, she was still fun, but she was, you know, you could tell that she was really intelligent. And that I thought, wow, if a man can give you enough time to calm down, he's going to be like the luckiest man alive. She was really, really interesting. And so anyway, enter stage left, Ian. He is not Jewish, very conservative. I wouldn't say he's quiet, but he's a very calm guy. And I wasn't sure how it was going to go, but I felt like he just needed someone in his life that was going to really change things up for him and give him some fun and maybe loosen him up a little bit. And they've been out now 3 or 4 times, because she only joined in August, keep that in mind. And they are, like, hitting it off just in an amazing way, and she's very happy. And when she came on board, I thought, I'm not sure. Like, I don't know how hard she's going to be to match. And sometimes as a matchmaker, that's your hardest job, is to figure out who you should be taking money from and who you should not be taking money from. Sometimes it's very obvious. Like, somebody's just not in the right place. They're too sad, or they're not ready. They haven't grieved their last relationship, or they're not in the right place financially. Maybe, you know, they're out of work. Or they're just not quite, they just need to change their life a little bit before they're going to have a really successful time in a matchmaking service. But then sometimes people are like, I'm not sure. I really don't know if you're going to be successful or not. So it was really a delight for me that I was able to present Ian, and that the two of them seem really, really a good fit. And I just wanted to get somebody that wasn't going to be scared off by her incredible personality and was going to have the right effect so that they could have this real connection. And they really seem to have done that. And so I'm really happy for them.
Well, this story educated me on a number of levels. One, if you're going to talk to matchmaker Linda Miller, don't bring your bestie along. Be confident in yourself and show your true face so she can match you with someone who you truly will be happy with. And ethnicity doesn't matter. Age, often we've had stories where people are up to the age of in their 90s, so age is definitely not a problem. And if Linda doesn't feel she has the right people to match you with, she'll be upfront with that as well. So Linda, how do we reach you if we want to have a conversation and get things started to meet our special someone?
So the best thing to do is give our office a call. Now, keep in mind, we don't open till 10 on Saturdays. So the number's 1-877-334-9041. You can go right onto our website, mistyriverintros.com, and book an interview. It takes about an hour, and I'm going to get quite a bit of information out of you. And if you're living right in Toronto, you can call us at our local number, 416-777-6302. And I'd be happy to talk to you.
So local number in Toronto, 416-777-6302. Toll free, 1-877-334-9041. One call will get you started, and when you're ready to meet someone new, Linda will be on your team, our Cupid from a woman's perspective. Linda, thanks for sharing that story, and I look forward to having another one next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly healthy aging tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. Today I wanted to talk about how important it is to get vaccinated when you are pregnant. Now, I know a number of the listeners may not be in that family planning age group, but everybody has children, everybody has a family, and it's important that we help our pregnant women understand that vaccine in pregnancy is not only safe, it is highly recommended. What we now know is that people who are pregnant are at higher risk of experiencing severe outcomes from COVID. That includes severe illness, hospitalization, admission to an intensive care unit, and invasive mechanical ventilation. We also know that when you get COVID during a pregnancy, there's a higher risk of pregnancy complications, including premature birth, low birth weight, and infant admission to a neonatal intensive care unit. And so the evidence points to the fact that by getting immunized in pregnancy, you help prevent the infection and you prevent the risk of hospitalization for that baby up until around age 6 months. So COVID vaccine is recommended in pregnancy and in breastfeeding at any stage of the pregnancy. And we've got these guidelines from the Society of Obstetrics and Gynecologists of Canada. We also give pertussis or whooping cough vaccine to people who are pregnant in their third trimester so that they develop antibodies and pass these antibodies on to their infants, because infant pertussis, which is usually before 6 months, can be very deadly. It's flu season. We give flu vaccine in pregnancy, again, to prevent influenza and some of the complications. And what's coming down the pipeline, what we're going to be seeing soon, is a new vaccine for pregnant women to prevent RSV. That vaccine has already been approved and is being used in the U.S. and is up in front of Health Canada now. So, yes, third trimester of pregnancy is a really important time to protect the mom and also protect that baby who's yet to come.
Well, Dr. Brown, again, useful advice. Clear language. We don't know what we don't know, and we can know more when we have the New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging and refer to it. It's useful advice in clear language so we can make sense of what's happening in the world around us. And obviously, the advice we get, we can share. Dr. Vivian Brown, her book is available in bookstores across Canada, on Amazon. It's a Canadian bestseller. And on drvivianbrown.com, there's lots of good information. So don't just sit there. Get the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, and educate yourself so you can age well and healthily as you go forward. Dr. Brown, thank you for sharing that information about COVID vaccine during pregnancy and for sharing all the good information in your book as well.
Thank you, Marilyn. Take care.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing, the best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
It's Make a Difference Day. And here on From a Woman's Perspective, I and your team aspire to do that here each Saturday morning and each and every day. We talk about things so listeners can be empowered to make informed decisions. One thing we haven't talked about yet is insurance, and that's because I couldn't find the right expert for our team. However, today that's all going to change. Today we welcome award-winning insurance expert Tamara Adamson of Link Insurance to the From a Woman's Women's Perspective team. She's going to share her over 40 years of experience here and educate us week to week to make informed decisions. Good morning, Tamara, and welcome to the From a Woman's Perspective team.
Good morning, Marilyn, and thank you for welcoming me to your show. I'm so glad to be an addition to be part of this show.
Well, maybe you could tell us a little about yourself and introduce us to Link Insurance.
Absolutely. So as you said, I've been in the industry for over 40 years. I started many years ago with my father, who'd been in the business for many years and had his own brokerage firm in the Richmond Hill area. So I joined his team many, many years ago and just found myself in the beginning wondering why a person that young would be able to sell insurance. But I was actually found myself to be very fortunate to be in a very male-dominated industry. And being a female really helped me get into doors that a lot of people couldn't get into. You know, that typical encyclopedia-type salesperson was the same sort of image that they thought of as the typical insurance agent. And here I was, this, 19-year-old girl coming in and selling them some policies. So it was quite different, and definitely got me in those doors that I believe that a lot of males could not get into. So definitely being a woman really helped my career move forward in a very positive direction, Marilyn.
So what about Link Insurance? What do you do in this insurance with your feminine approach?
Well, you know what? I work with all sorts of people, but definitely I work with a lot of women as well as men. We take a look at their overall picture of their insurance needs. There's many different types of insurance needs for many different types of people. Some people are in the need of just some term insurance to cover off their mortgage insurance needs. Some people are, have situations where they're in business and they need insurance to cover off their partnership agreement or their buy-sell agreement. And some people are just looking for some coverage. They're self-employed. They're a little concerned. What if I get sick? What if I become disabled? What if I become critically ill? What will happen to me? What's my fallback position? And that's where we come into play, where we can assist them in obtaining for them the best types of insurance that would provide them with the security and the peace of mind to give them the security for the future if, God forbid, anything did happen to them.
So basically, do you work with any one particular insurance company, or how do you work?
No, we work with every different insurance company, and that's what's so amazing is we're able to provide to our clients the best rates and the best benefits. We're not relying on any one insurance company to do business with, and that allows us to provide to our customer the best rates and the best benefits that are available in the marketplace.
So you deal with business people, you deal with individuals, you mentioned critical care. Do you do mortgage insurance? Lately, people have been buying condos and homes, and I think it's something that's top of mind.
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of people don't understand the difference between mortgage insurance through the bank versus buying insurance personally. And that's definitely something we're going to cover on one of our meetings when we're chatting. We will definitely have a much more thorough approach in talking about that topic because I think it's really important. Whether, it's somebody that has a small mortgage or a large mortgage, I think it's very important for them to know the differences between buying it in the banks and what the pros and cons are of buying it personally versus purchasing it through the bank. And not only life insurance, but people seem to forget, well, what happens if I become ill and I don't have an income? Because it's all very well to have life insurance if you die, but what if you become critically ill and you can't pay your mortgage? Where's your fallback position there as well? So these are very, very important topics to discuss on our ongoing talks.
Well, I'm looking forward to an education. A lot of people think if they talk about life insurance, they're going to die, but not here on From a Woman's Perspective. If anyone wants to talk insurance with you, what's the best number?
Best number to reach me is 416-731-4145, and it's Link Insurance.
And your email?
My email is tamara@linkins.ca.
So remember the name, Tamara Adamson. She's an award-winning insurance expert. You can call her directly and get your insurance information at 416-731-4145. That's 416-731-4145. Tamara at linkins.ca. Tamara, I look forward to speaking to you next week and getting my first insurance lesson. Have a great week.
Thank you, and look forward to chatting with you on Saturday.
And broker Melanie Martin, you get extensive knowledge of waterfront properties, anything north of the GTA. So the only thing standing between you and your dream home is a dock. Visit Melanie's website, centralontariowaterfronts.com. Melanie Martin from Right at Home Realty Brokerage. Like a duck to waterfront.
Now I'm Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. Each of us can make a positive difference. We can help each other. We can take care of one another. Today is the perfect time to make a difference in the life of a needy person. Cold winter weather looms. We who have hats and gloves and scarves in abundance can edit our collections. We can keep what we love to wear and gift the rest to the homeless. And so it can be with our extra boots and coats and sweaters and sweats, capes and shawls. If you haven't already organized your closets, do it today or as soon as possible so the people who can use and enjoy your extras can have them and be prepared for our Canadian winter. On this Make a Difference Day, know that a kind word and a compliment can lift another up and perhaps change a life. I met Gilda at my store many years ago. She had a gorgeous mane of red hair. She stood 5'2" with green sparkling eyes. She had a small torso, a tiny waist, and we'll call them childbearing hips. I dressed her in autumnal colors, showed her how to showcase her positive features, and basically, by selecting clothes and colors that complemented her, the rusts and golden shades and forest greens and brown basics that a lot of us can't wear, Gilda made a bold and beautiful statement. Gilda explained that she was one of 10 children and the shortest in her family. She'd grown up in the country. She'd never had enough money to build a wardrobe, and anything that she had was something that was passed to her and made to fit. She had a job in the city and she wanted a look, so her first paycheck was for a wardrobe. She left with a wardrobe that fit her, flattered her, and one in which she was comfortable. 8 pieces of clothing, 24 changes. It stretched her dollars, and she smiled and stood tall when she looked into the mirror. The reflection was one of a beautiful, confident woman, unique and looking her best. Gilda left and returned a few months later to add to her collection. She told me that when I complimented her on her special, spectacular coloring and her tiny waist and her green eyes and her new look, it was the first time she'd been ever given a compliment in her life. From that day on, she changed how she looked at herself. She proudly looked at people in the eye. She felt empowered and beautiful. It affected her behavior at work, so much so that she was asked to do a job that involved her interacting with clients rather than hiding in the back room. Over the years, Gilda and I spent an afternoon each season pulling her best look together. She definitely evolved from a shy, retiring, uncertain country girl to a woman who knew that she looked great and felt confident and comfortable in her own skin. Each of us is a unique work in progress. We can decide to take charge of our image and how we relate to others and move forward in our life. Sometimes changing what we wear and a compliment given can change how we see ourselves and help us grow. Gilda did. It was a small change and a compliment, and all of a sudden, it fostered the beginning of her evolution. She became a take-charge executive. To see the beauty in another and compliment it sincerely can be life-changing. On this Make a Difference Day, perhaps consider seeing the best in others and complimenting them on whatever makes them special in your eyes. I invite anyone interested in my advice as the wardrobe doctor to call me at 416-504-6777 or email me with questions at Marilyn, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N, dot Whetston, W-E-T as in Tom, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, O-N, at gmail.com. I'll gladly help you any way I can and be your wardrobe doctor. After a brief message, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll get useful tips from Christine, the health coach, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile, Accessibility Expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility, and more. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective, exclusively here on Zoomer Radio.
At home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Marilyn has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Marilyn's online store. Now you can shop from home at marilyns.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marilyns.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Marilyn. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Marilyn's.
You feel it when your daughter uses your gemstones in her wedding ring. A link to the past, a dream of the future. There's something beautiful about giving old jewelry a new life. Pamela Lauz Jewelry can help you feel it too. Visit PamelaLauz.com.
It is Make a Difference Day, and someone who makes a difference to people and their lives and when it comes to accessibility and a forever home is Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And I'll tell you, the past couple weeks, we've been working really hard to help our client out. Her name is Amy. And she contacted us because her previous contractor pretty much made a mess of her bathroom as she wanted to make it fully accessible. She lives in a condo in downtown Toronto. And when her last contractor finished the job, the shower wasn't done right. There was a little curb, so she couldn't get inside of it because she is confined to a wheelchair. The vanity was installed at the wrong height. And her doorway was too shallow, too narrow. They needed it to be 36 inches, and the contractor said it could only be 34 because in a condo you couldn't move the electrical over. So she actually heard me on the radio and invited me over. And we got to talking, and there was many things that we could do to help her. And as we went through this whole assessment, she actually did hire us to do the job. And what we were able to do is make her shower fully accessible, no step going inside the shower. So when she is in a commode chair, she can wheel in worry-free. We actually widened the door to the 36 inches. And remember that contractor that said he couldn't move the electrical? Well, we were able to move the electrical. So instead of putting in a regular door, we put in a barn door. So it's a sliding door that goes right to left. So this way, with her wheelchair, she's not going to damage the door like she did in the past because there was just no room for it. And finally, we were able to put in some new outlets for her. And they're actually smart outlets. So she just has to say, hey, Siri, turn on the light. And the lights will turn on. So there's no use of the hands. We're able to do this job in less than 2 weeks, and now she has a fully accessible bathroom, and we really helped Amy out, and she's so excited that she can actually use it and not have to worry about anything.
Well, first of all, a shout out to Amy. I'm so happy you were able to help her and that the team is definitely making a difference. You, Daniel Wiskin, and Greater Toronto Accessibility does make a difference. If anyone wants to talk to you, how do we reach you?
Call me at 647-206-6409.
And the show special quickly?
For sure. If you're looking to get an assessment, it's usually $89.95. Be happy to come to your house for free for the first three callers so we can look at your bathroom and make a plan for you. 647-206-6409.
Thanks for the happy story, and thanks for doing the work you do, Daniel. And we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn. Talk to you next week.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Strength training and balance exercises for bone health. What type of exercise program should I follow? This is one of the most common questions people ask who have concerns about thinning bones. They are aware that exercise can play a role in slowing bone loss, but they don't know what type of exercise is the best. The short answer is any exercise that challenges your bones with weight or resistance. A well-rounded strength training program that works all the major muscle groups is the most effective. This creates stress on bones throughout the body, stimulating extra deposits of calcium and nudging bone-forming cells into action. The bones that benefit are those that attach to the muscles that are being worked. For example, standing calf raises benefits your shin bones. The bridge is good for hips and spine. Finally, strength training, particularly if it includes work on power and balance, enhances stability, which can help prevent protect you from falling. We all need to follow a safe exercise program. So call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com, to try my online group training, complimentary for 1 week, and see if this is right for you.
Everyone can use a well-rounded program, strength training, balance exercise, and everyone wants bone health. Explore the possibilities and start with a conversation and a free week with Christine, the health coach. Her number again, 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. Christine, thanks for the tip, and we'll speak again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
This is Zoomer Radio Toronto.
CFZM FM and CFZM AM, owned and operated by MZ Media Incorporated.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Whether it's to declutter, downsize, or move, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile has the knowledge, experience, and the team behind her to help us achieve whatever we wish to accomplish and leave us smiling. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. My tip of the week is focused on how to let go when the letting go isn't easy. How do you get rid of those sentimental pieces? I suggest trying to separate the people emotionally from their stuff. Taking pictures of the item can help. Deciding to keep just a piece or two of a set can too. My grandmother bought a set of blue willow china when she came to Toronto from Scotland in 1911. Over time and use, many of the pieces had been chipped or were crazing. So I kept a couple of side plates and a couple of small soup bowls, and I use them for violets and small plants in my home. They make me smile as I remember my grandma, but I didn't feel a need to keep the set. At Moving Seniors with a Smile, we can sensitively help you to edit these sentimental items without all the guilt that can be attached.
Well, that's very good advice, and it's interesting that we think alike, because I grow violets and I use little plates that I've had for years for the underplate. They like to be watered from underneath. So thanks for that tip. And if anyone wants to talk to you about decluttering, downsizing, or moving, the things that you do so well, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. Lori Bell, Moving Seniors with a Smile. And you'll never have any regrets when you deal with her and understand that she deals with her whole heart. Thanks again, Lori, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you, Marilyn. Have a great week.
You too. It is Make a Difference Day. It's important for us to know that it is in the power of ordinary people just like you and me to live our best, to create change, and to make a difference. We don't have to be any specific age, nor do we have to be rich or famous.
We just have to be confident that we matter and that we can be kind and generous, and we definitely can make a difference. It may seem daunting to aspire to change the world, but we can. One action at a time, one person at a time, one day at a time. One little thing at a time will make a difference because it adds up. To quote Gandhi, it is the action, not the fruit of the action, that's important. You have to do the right thing. It may not be in your power, may not be in your time, that there'll be any fruit, but that doesn't mean you stop doing the right thing. You may never know what results come from your actions, but if you do nothing, there will be no result. Let's resolve to work from our heart, regardless of where we find ourselves in life. Rather than throw our hands up and do nothing, let's acknowledge we have it within us to take action, to do something, and definitely make a difference while we are here. Let's step up, find what it is we can do, then reach out and help one another. Each of us can make a difference when we take action. The results, even of our smallest deeds, will create a ripple of good in the universe and change the dynamics of the world. We can't lose when we add love and kindness to each and every moment we live. We just aim to make a difference, any difference, and the good vibrations and ripples will travel and have a huge impact beyond anything we can imagine. It is time to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers, caregivers, and service providers. Thank you to Kelly, Carlos Duncan, and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very, very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. Your From a Woman's Perspective team is here to help anyone listening who reaches out to us. Our contact information is on marylins.ca. That's marylyns.ca. Or you're always welcome to call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. And please plan to join me, Marilyn Weston, and your team here again next Saturday morning at 8, when we'll speak from a woman's perspective on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now. Take care. And please remember, you can change things. You can do good. And you can definitely make a difference. Don't wait to be asked to help. Be creative and do it your way. Bye-bye.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.